Finally, there was the utter unscrupulousness of Moscow's grand princes. They sucked up to the Golden Horde to keep the coveted Yarlik, and they hung on to as much of the tribute money as they could. They picked off minor principalities one by one and worked their way up to the big cheese, Novgorod the Great. Once the land was gathered, whether conquered, inherited, or purchased, the new territory became, like everything else, the property of the Grand Prince. The upper classes had it easier than the peasants, but everything and everyone was the property of the Grand Prince, or later, the Tsar. 2. All the King's Men. The upper classes had their discontents. Nobles, especially the wealthiest nobles, called boyars, were expected to provide the Grand Prince with troops. In return, they were supposedly allowed to have enough land to provide them with a necessary livelihood. This was often not quite enough for the boyars. The Grand Princes traced their ancestry back to Rurik, but they were a very junior branch of the Rurik family tree. Some of the boyars came from far more important branches and did not appreciate being ruled by a lesser branch.